my professional work, writing services in the arts faculty, and working with Mark here and some other people in the faculty, I've been trying to, for my own research purposes, using myself as a guinea pig, I suppose, get together what we've started to call them a digitally enhanced personal research environment. So that's where you have a blend of technologies to support your research. It's personal, it's yours, you use it all the time. Blend of technologies, techniques and services into some kind of consistent design, pattern, workflows. So I'm trying to get out of the technologies we've got available at the moment the best possible solution for me, but it fits with other people as well. My design values for this deliberately make my life complicated, my research life quite complicated. So the technologies that I use, they've got to be really easy to use, really simple, really immediate. I don't have time. I don't do training courses. It's just got to be obvious straight away. So I hate training. Got to be immediate, and it's got to be useful. I've got to get value out of any effort that I put in immediately. Now, I'm not going to talk much about the tools that I use. You'll see why. But something that kind of gets close to that and has just been infinitely useful is the note-taking system Evernote. It's a magnificent piece of technology. Just stunning. So it is essentially a way for you to create notes in an organized fashion, and access notes very quickly through search, keyword tagging, and so on. Okay, the notes can contain all kinds of media, audio, photos. You can put video on there. It's a bit of a hassle because video files are very big, PDFs, all that kind of stuff. And I've got my entire PhD is there in Evernote now, including interviews with people as audio. And maybe the audio from this will go on there too. Sorry. You're now research subjects, I'm afraid. Participants. So Evernote is great. Have a go at it. What kind of thing is it? What's special? Well, the kind of technologies that are really interesting me now, because this is the kind of thing that's going to take over the world, and they are. Evernote, you can create Evernote notes with that kind of multimedia content on all kinds of devices, and you can use the devices that are right for you. So it works on most smartphone platforms, and it works on Windows and Mac desktop, laptops, and the iPad. I use the iPad most of the time. So you have ubiquitous, instantaneous access to being able to create notes, organize things, and get your information back, no matter what platform you're using. And it also works well. You can create notes when you don't have network access to. Okay. But that's the reality. Okay, so that's the reality. Here, I'm going to stray into science fiction now. I've got a short narrative. It may be a long narrative. I won't go on too long. Kind of imagining the kinds of technology uses and technologies that this ubiquitous cloud-based approach. So I didn't explain clouds. So all the notes are stored in the cloud on the server and then replicated immediately across all your devices. So I can create a note on my iPhone and it appears on my desktop straight away. Maybe a 5-second delay. Anyway, so I'm imagining what this might mean for me as a researcher in the future. And here's a narrative. This is technically all feasible. Most of it's quite hard still. Some of it is very easy using tools like Evernote. So I'm going to a conference the night before. I review my research plans on my desktop computer, including my list of important goals and questions. I'm especially interested in a set of historical artifacts. I then use two online archives to find records for each of the artifacts, including photos and 3D visualizations. I add the records to my personal library. So, in the same way with Evernote, I'm creating those records, putting them into notes, and storing them in the cloud, and then being able to access them everywhere. along with keywords from the taxonomy that I'm using in my research. So I have keywords that I use to describe everything, no matter what it is, across the whole of my research. Those records are then replicated through the cloud onto all my devices, including my mobile devices. In my research plan, I record as a to-do item a note saying that I need to find out more about the artifacts. I make a link from the to-do item in my plan to the records in my library. The changes, the to-do items, those links are replicated immediately across all my devices. I've also allowed my research profile to be accessed. So I have a research profile about me and what I'm interested in to be accessed live by other participants at the conference. On the train, on the way to the conference, I browse on my smartphone for a list of other participants, and the list is ordered automatically according to how likely I am to share interests with each participant. So they've shared their profiles, some matching's gone on, and some intelligence has helped me with that. Well, I hope. It's based upon similarities between our research profiles, but it looks a bit out of date. There are two problems. The suggested list is not as helpful as it could be, considering the goals and questions that I'm working on. And that means that I might not be appearing on the lists of other people who might share my interests as well. If you've looked at the research match system that's been developed in the Research Exchange, it's starting to do this kind of thing, but it doesn't have the mobile ubiquitous aspect to it. But things are heading in that direction. Anyway, the problem there is simple to solve. I make some updates on my research profile, refresh the suggestions, and find a more accurate match. So that's just demonstrating how the researcher, how I have control over these things, but how I've got to be quite smart about the information I put in. I get better information out if I put better information in. Looking in more detail at some of the suggested contacts, I find people who are also interested in attending some sessions on a topic that I have worked on. I wonder if they have access to my texts, some published, some unpublished. I search and retrieve the texts from my personal library on my phone. Browsing one of the articles, I realise that I could add some notes that will make more sense of it in this context. But I don't want to write them on my phone, so I open up my iPad, go to my personal research environment, and the search that I just made for those people and those documents, it's already there on the iPad. So it's all replicated in advance. So I'm not having to think too much. I'm not having to do too much searching around. And that's what the technology is starting to enable. I then send a collection of the articles and notes to the contacts that I found using the research match system, suggesting that they might be interested in them. Now, I have that experience actually using Evernote, so I'll bump into people at conferences and we'll start talking, and in Evernote you can search very quickly for the content you're looking for, and there's then a link to share the content with somebody else. Now, obviously, there are legal issues there to think about. Okay. So, have I got time for a little bit more? A coffee in the morning, I have a chance meeting with someone with whom I had a brief discussion with at a previous conference. At the time, she suggested that I might be interested in developing a bit. I wasn't quite ready then, but now I might be. So we both try to recall the details of the discussion we had. To help out, I retrieve, very quickly, the associated notes, including an audio recording of the discussion, and a photo, so these devices have all got cameras, a photo of a diagram that we both scribbled onto a whiteboard. And that's something I do quite a lot with Evernote, is be discussing something, drawing a diagram on a whiteboard or on paper, and snap a photo into a note on Evernote. Something amazing that Evernote does, if you've handwritten stuff in that photo, it will actually search the handwritten content as well. It's just stunning. And that's only just the start of these new technologies. So that gets the discussion moving. I remember that the new idea builds upon a paper that a colleague had published in the past, and I retrieve it from my personal library on my iPad. Searched. I didn't have the whole title, but I managed to remember enough to be able to find what I was looking for. I share the article with the person with whom I'm now having the live discussion. Then together on our own iPads, we add some notes appearing on the shared version immediately. And when we return to our respective offices after the conference, the article and other associated notes will be waiting for us on the desktop computers. It's all replicated straight away. We can add some more notes, and maybe we'll hold a video conference and discuss the idea further and collaborate on the documents we've got. In the meantime, our collaboration has attracted wider interest. Maybe I tweeted it as well. No, that's something I do quite a lot. I'm a Twitter self-publicist, and it works. I've had the same kind of experiences. It's just amazing, isn't it? I've, you know, had contacts in the BBC. And, it's attracted wider interest. Our new research collaborator has a friend who has a friend who has some data that might be of use to us, including information about those artefacts. Of course, they found out through my research profile and the intelligence that's going on there that I'm interested in those artefacts. Her personal research environment has automatically suggested that she could contact us about it. So I could go on at great length for this kind of technological nirvana. But there's lots of questions that raises about, you're probably thinking about questions of control, security, and things like that. There's a lot you have to learn when you start using these tools, and Twitter and everything else, about ethical issues, control, security, legal stuff. That's very important. And design, so it's a design task.
And also, to what extent you share work that is in progress with people who work and publish in the same area.
I know.
It requires a lot of trust.
Most of the time I do, but then I'm probably really naive.
But I don't know, maybe I'm just too cynical. I don't know. It's a bit out of the way.